Welcome to the Isle Blue Showcase, episode number 13. Yes, number 13. Dun, dun, dun! want to welcome to the show tonight. We've got a good one. This is the February 1st, 2003 show. This one features Jammin' Jimmy Schieffer, who is the reincarnation of Little Walter. Not only can he play harp like nobody else. I mean, he's got Chicago blues down, but he also lives the life of Little Walter. So you'll have to look that up. He's like I said, a great player. But one of the things with him is he doesn't tell you what he's going to do. And you got to be on top of your game. So the first two songs, we were on top of our game. And the third song, we got lost. But still sounded good because, you know, once you go down that path where you're going the wrong way, you kind of got to keep it up because you kind of established something that way. And so we did and still sounded good. And Jammin' Jimmy did a great job. Next is Blues Inc., led by the mighty Jeff Hart. And my advice is to turn things up as loud as you can, because these guys, like, they loudness makes these guys sound amazing. It's like, these guys just rock out. They're awesome. Not only it was Jeff, but Arnie O'Dell was playing slide guitar. Unfortunately, during the show, Jeff didn't mention who else was in the band. I know it was some Newton guys, but that's about all I remember. So, Jeff, if you're listening, please let us know who else was in Blues Inc. But, yeah, great band. And I think they may have broke up sometime after this show. Jeff is in the Vinyl Vagabonds now up in Ames. And I can't remember. He was in a band called Brother Funk, Brother something, and the Big Brother and the Chicken Funk or something like that. I think it was some kids from Southeast Polk that he played with, kind of like a blues and school thing, and they had a CD out. And I also think at one point he may have even been president of the South Skunk Blues Society. So Jeff is definitely a blues. A blues man of the highest caliber. Definitely turn it up for Blues Inc. when they come on. Also, we'll have Des Moines on $50 starring Chuck. Chuck, who owns Starry Nights. I'm not really sure what was going on with Frank. I think he might have been in the hospital at that point. I'm not really sure. But he wasn't there. And Chuck stepped in and did Des Moines on $50 for him. And it's kind of odd because Chuck does sound a lot like Frank. So it was like, it's interesting. So anyway, Chuck will spend the money. You'll enjoy it. Let's see. When we come back after the show, we'll talk about the show coming up on September 25th. And I've got a couple people booked already, and a couple other people booked down the line. So, and then the house band is finally settled, so we'll make the big announcement on the final piece of the puzzle for the 25th. So, come on back, at the end of the show, I'll let you know what's going on. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, here is the February 1st, 2003 version of the Iowa Blues Showcase.
Now, from the windswept prairies of Polk County, just west of the Great Des Moines River, we're coming to you live from Starry Nights on the Ankeny campus of the Des Moines Area Community College. Welcome one and all. The Iowa Blues Showcase. With our special guest, Mr. G. Jammin' Jimmy Sheeper, Blues Inc., Kyle Dean Patton, Bob Pace and Sons, and as always, our own musicians, the world's most dangerous blues band, the Bad Boys of the Blues. Come on, Jono, take us home. Thank you. Welcome. Welcome to the Iowa Blues Showcase. I was taking a listen to earlier tonight to Mountain Stage and was listening a little bit of that tent show Chautauqua thing. And you know, I think we're just as good as those folks. I think we're better. Yeah, we're exciting. We got all these great Iowegian musicians that we're letting you know about. And so I think it's a good deal. I want to remind you, we do have the contest going on, the Iowa Blues Showcase Contest. Find Tom a job. The rules are pretty easy. First off, we don't want you to send a one answer hot link because, you know, I can do that. So you don't need any help there. And then the second thing is that the service jobs are out because I can go to McDonald's or push a broom or drive a bus. Been there, done that. No need for you to send me those jobs, okay? So we're looking for semi-professional type employment here, okay? And also we're talking about a full-time job, and we're asking you to be proactive. Talk to your boss, your friends, your neighbors, you know, that kind of thing. You know, it's called networking. We used to do this in the 80s. I don't know if they do networking anymore, but this goes back to the old days. And then prizes. We got some great prizes. The big prize is that you get a show at your backyard absolutely free, and we'll record it, and hopefully we can put it on the air someday. It'll be the magical lost 14th episode of the Iowa Blues Showcase, and it could be in your yard. All right. Also, you're going to get, at this point, 12 and a half weeks of the Iowa Blues Showcase on CD. All right. Now, last week it was 13. I have to be honest with you, some gremlins showed up, and they ate up the first hour. But that's okay. We'll still give you the last hour of the last week. So it's 12 and a half. But you'll like it. It's good.
Tom. Yes. Those of you who don't know, I'm Chuck. I'm the owner of Starry Night here, and hearing Tom's story just really moved me. This professional musician with a, what was that master's degree in again?
A master's in history.
A man with a master's in history is looking for that job. So, Tom, I want to help. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to sweeten the pot for this contest. I think what I'll do is dinner for two at Starry Night, all desserts, all beverages, all that stuff included, for Tom to help find a Tom a job. We need to help find Tom a job. Oh, I got, okay, there's one more thing. We've got a show coming up here on March 14th by a band that some of you may have heard of, a blues band, in fact, you may have heard of them, a band by the name of The Blue Band.
Ooh.
Oh, yes, The Blue Band is going to be coming down here to Starry Night, and so I will get free admission for two to that show, which is going to be a $6 cover.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Hey, they're not cheap, but they can be had. So let's see if, and let's all get behind this. So I want everybody on three, come on, find Tom a job.
Thank you.
And no jobs that include you want fries with that. So on with the Iowa Blues Showcase,
thank
folks.
You. Ladies and gentlemen, Chuck from Starry Night.
Hey, but I forgot the most important part.
To leave?
No, these guys are standing up behind me on stage. Of course, they donate their time to you to put on the Iowa Blues Showcase. Besides your applause, there's a way you can give back to them, and that's through those envelopes that are laying on your table. You can help support the Iowa Blues Showcase and keep it going, and make this an event that's going to be here for a long, long time. You know, right now they're saying that Elton John and Billy Joel tickets are running up to $170 a piece. Have you heard that? So, but we got Tom Gary here. What do we need with Elton John and Billy Joel for?
What would you pay for that?
So think about what Tom's worth to you. And we shall get on with the Iowa Blues Showcase, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Chuck from Starry Nights. What a character. This is a tough crowd. They boo the owner here.
The musician.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, our first guest, well, he was here last week, and he'll be here next week, and we've just decided to dig a hole over there and let him sit in it for the next 3 weeks. Because we love him so much, ladies and gentlemen, one of the top harp players in Des Moines, Mr. Jammin' Jimmy Schieffer.
D. Right, sorry.
Let's go.
Thank you.
Jammin' Jimmy Schieffer, ladies and gentlemen. That was cool.
I always forget to do this.
Was that intentional when you did that? Or?
It's never intentional.
Oh, okay. All right. There we go. Well, he's back plugged in. Ladies and gentlemen, Jimmy Schieffer, how you doing there, baby?
I'm doing very good, Tom. Thank you very much for having me here.
Well, it's good to see you, boy. It's been a long time since you've been here, hasn't it?
Yeah, about a week.
Yeah! You got like a solo thing going here?
I got five fingers, and I'm into about 10 things, so not quite that many.
And you want to show off your new amp here? Cause,
yeah, you were mad at me because I was like,
well, you know, you were late last week.
Yeah. I know. Very unprofessional, huh?
Well, you know, but you had to get the amp. So what is it you got there?
Well, that's a 1964 Flotatone. It's my secret. I almost put masking tape over the name of it.
Yeah.
Ah, so hey, now is this like a tube thing, or is this a...
Actually an accordion amplifier, and it's got a single 12 in it.
An accordion amplifier.
With a reverb unit.
Fascinating.
And a tremolo unit. Tremolo. I prefer tremolo.
Wow,
tremolo.
You know, I used to have an old Gibson amp with a tremolo in it, but I don't think it's worth anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm all about them old tube amps.
So you're an eBay guy, aren't you? You just buy all the good things out there, right?
Well, I buy what I like.
Yeah, that's a good deal. I eBay quite a bit myself.
This is the best eBay experience I had, though, last week. When I bought it on Saturday at 5:06,
uh-huh.
And I had it in my living room at 4:45 p.m. the following day.
Wow.
Yeah. He was nice enough to drive from Milwaukee to Rockford, and I drove to Rockford, and everything just went good.
Sounds like internet dating there.
We picked it. Well, you know, it can be done. I found that out because I only waited 3 minutes for him to show up to that exit. Yeah, we just picked an exit on the highway and went from there.
So, okay, this is halfway from Des Moines to me.
Well, he said he'd go 100 miles, so I had to go. It was four there and four back for me.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Well, that was a good deal.
But 8 hours. I mean, you know, I go to work for 8 hours, so.
There you go. All right, you got another tune for us.
Yeah, aren't you going to ask me else what I'm doing, though?
Okay, what else are you doing?
You know, I am now playing with Randy Burke and the Prisoners, which is a great band. We're Zim's tonight, matter of fact. It's a country band, but yet it's twisted by the blues, and it kind of shows you that all American music does stand on the shoulders of the blues, including the country. I mean, they do originals as well, but for some of the covers that they do, you know, or that are real country at that time, we twist it up by the blues, and it's just a really nice... It just fits.
All right. Do we have this Randy Burke booked yet?
I don't believe so.
Well, I'll have to come see you tonight. So
we're at Zim's. Please
Zim's?
Do. We're at Zim's tonight, yes. All right. Yes. And so, I have my rhythm room players as well, Jam and Jimmy's rhythm room players.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And we'll be at the Court Avenue Blues Fest this year.
Oh.
At the...
I got passed by that one. Okay,
did
go ahead.
Did you? Well, you know.
I'm not
we'll be
the
at the front
crowd.
Window
of
Spaghetti
like once
Works.
A year, I'm on the in crowd. I'm not in the in crowd this year. You're in it every time, aren't
no,
you?
No, they don't like me, Tom.
Oh, okay. Join the club.
But we're at the front window following Chicago Rick and his blues band.
All right. Well, why don't you do another song for the people? You got one in you there?
Yeah. Well, Just Your Fool.
Crazy, honey, I just don't know why.
crazy. Honey, I just don't know why. I ask you, please, have mercy, baby. Let me be happy too. But if you're gonna leave me for someone new, gonna buy me a shotgun, shoot dead at you. Woo! I ain't no crazy. Thank you so much. Did you guys see the blue spark that I did?
After this brief intermission. Thank you. All right, we're back. Welcome to the Iowa Blues Showcase. And this segment normally we dedicate to Des Moines at $50, but unfortunately, Frank can't be here. So we gave the $50 to Chuck. And, well, you know, that's a dangerous thing, giving Chuck $50, because you know you'll never see it again. But anyway, we took a gamble. And, well, Chuck, what'd you do with the money?
Well, I'll tell you what I did with the money. You know, I figured I'm going out to Des Moines. I got $50, and of course, Des Moines being the hopping place it was, I started out at the Iowa School of Beauty.
Woo!
That is why I have this Matt Lauer-looking haircut. Yeah, it only cost me $6, though, but I got the haircut.
All right.
You know, and then I figured, well, where do you go from there? Going out, got to have some spiffy duds.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, at this point, like I said, I only got $44 left.
44, that's right.
Well, you know, there's no store in the mall that I can work out there. But there's always those fine places out there like the Not So New Shop.
Oh, yeah, that's a good place over there by the hospital. Sure.
Oh, yeah, it's a great place, especially if you want something in polyester.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. You can get just about anything in polyester you want.
That
some of the colors aren't found in nature. And I'm telling you, I walked out of there, I was styling, you know? And I had a little polo shirt with the frog on the front.
Wow.
Was that a gator, or I don't know. It was kind of worn
Izod
out, so it was
kind of
hard. Well, whatever it was, it was a cute little lizard-looking thing.
Sure, okay.
It wasn't a gecko, though. I know
no
that
geckos,
for sure.
No geckos, all right.
But I figured as long as I'm heading on that direction downtown, so I ended up going to that hot spot to meet women in Des Moines. Grocery store.
Grocery store, ah,
right.
Yes, okay.
Grocery store. Unfortunately, frozen food wasn't working too good for me that day. So let's just say it was a frigid experience. Hey, what can I say? And when it came down to it, so I just ended up driving my car around and seeing what I could see. And pretty much, as you can highly suspect, if anybody knows the gas prices recently, that didn't last me long, especially in my truck.
Ah.
Okay, and I drive an old 85 Ford beat-up pickup truck. Not a lot of people noticing me going down the highway except to point and laugh. But I'll tell you what, when I ended up, I found out, I ended up at Starry Night to have a coffee.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, well, because that's the best place to spend your $50 in Des Moines.
There you go.
And even in my polyester and my Matt Lauer do, I fit right in.
There you go.
Then again, I own the place. It makes it easy.
Yeah.
But, so folks, that's what we have for Des Moines on $50.
All right, let's hear it for Chuck. Des Moines on $50. All right, ladies and gentlemen, our next band comes to us from all over eastern, southern, northern Iowa. And Des Moines, do we have any Des Moinians in this band? Altoona, that's close enough. We'll take that. So anyway, these guys have been around for a while. They're a great band. Will you be participating in the contest coming up?
Blues Challenge.
Ooh, they're going to be in the Blues Challenge, ladies and gentlemen, so you want to help them out. Ladies and gentlemen, Blues Inc.
Thank you.
My Darling by the late, great Howlin' Wolf. Next up, we're going to do one inspired to us by the Eric Clapton. It's a Muddy Waters tune, though, so hope you like this. It's called Have You Ever Loved a Woman? Thank you.
never loved a woman. Just can't leave her alone. Have you ever loved a woman? Just can't leave her alone. But something deep inside you won't let you break your best friend's home. Micah Sturdivant on the guitar.
Blues Inc., ladies and gentlemen. Well, that was rather
Thank you.
Nice. You know, you're rather subdued tonight. Normally you're dancing around and...
Oh, we had a late gig last night.
Oh. I was expecting the Mick Jagger set. That's why I mentioned it.
We got one song left.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
I hope.
So anyway, you're in the blues contest. Now, they told you when you're playing and who you're playing against, or...
No, we still have a band meeting for that coming up in about a month, so okay. It's in the offing a ways.
Now, how many years have you guys been in this now?
We're going on our seventh year.
You got to be lucky yet. It's got to happen.
You bet.
Now, how far have you guys gotten in it?
Oh, we've never gotten past the prelims.
That's too bad, because I know there's some bands that have made it past prelims that aren't even blues bands, and you guys are blues bands, so they should treat you right.
We're happy to be there.
Yeah.
Lowell Folsom said, every day is a good day if you live to see it.
That's right.
Our next gig is February. See, we got our first gig coming up with Abate, though.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Our first motorcycle rally gig. Cool. So that's coming up in Newton on February 22nd.
All right, and where's that going to be?
The American Legion Hall.
Oh, yeah, I played there before. That's a good place. Got a nice stage.
We're happy about that. We'll be pumped.
It's an acoustical nightmare, but it's got a nice stage.
Yeah, we played there once. It is pretty noisy.
Yeah, yeah.
Fits and us to a T.
And then you got any other gigs coming up besides the one with the motorcyclers?
No, not right now. We're kind of in the process of writing new material, going to come up with our second CD.
All right.
Our first one's on sale here tonight.
All right. How much are you selling it for?
They're $10.
Ooh, 10 bucks. That's good.
But since we're getting low on CDs, and we want people to like us, and so we give our CD away free for those of you who can get on the internet and download it and burn CDs. You just have to go to mp3.com. If you want to see me about that, that's fine. I'm as cheap as the next guy, so... You want to talk to me about getting free stuff, I'll tell you.
Right. Well, see, and that's, to me, that's what the internet's all about, is for people like us that are, you know, the little guys trying to make it out there and getting a way to get people to hear our music. So, yeah, I don't have a problem with that at all.
Yeah, we're good. We like to share.
All right.
Hey, Tom?
Yes.
If you go to eBay, you can get our CD for $1.
It's okay. It's on eBay for $1, ladies and gentlemen.
That's an urban legend.
But Britney Spears is 50 cents, so we're doing better than her.
All right. So anyway, you got another song for us there?
Yeah, we do.
What are you going to do for us there?
We got to do an old Big Boy Crudup song that was made famous by Elvis and then the Blues Brothers later on. It's called Flip, Flop, and Fly.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Blues, Inc.
Ready, boys?
Uh-huh. Take me on a rocker right away from here. When I
I get lonesome getting on the telephone. Say when I get lonesome, I get on the telephone. They'll call my baby, tell her I'm on my way back home.
Amazing what some Iowa farm boys can do.
All right. Did you turn it up? I told you to turn it up. That was Blue Zinc. That was pretty awesome. All right. The showcase, the house band is finally settled. And we have everybody from the original house band is coming back. So that even means that Dave Andrews from Texas is coming up to Iowa to play with us. Also, Rick Mosqueda is going to do percussion on the bass, John Lee Egan, John O. Smith on guitar. I'll be playing piano, so we have the whole house band back, so pretty darn excited about that. Hope that you'll come out and see us. I've got on the 25th so far, we got John Lukart and Bridget Thompson, and I'm working on getting the current Bad Boys of the Blues, and I know some people out there are excited about that. So getting John and Norm and Scotty to play. If it's not the 25th, it'll be a little later. Also, Clarence Key is playing in October or November. Also, the Backstage Boogie Band will play on one of those dates. So, sounds exciting. I hope that you can come out and see those shows. We're excited. I'm excited. So, again, September 25th will be that first show. And I don't believe there's going to be any fee to get in. So, just show on there and, you know, there'll be a donation. I think what we're looking at is donations. So, come in and help out. And the donations, all of it is going to go to the Swing, Grandview Swing Club. So this will be a fundraiser for them. All right. One last thing, too. If you subscribe to the podcast, either on iTunes or Podbean, you're going to get some bonus content coming up in the next few weeks. You will get the first four shows that were on Podomatic, but they weren't on Podbean. So if you were at the beginning, you've heard it before. But if you have just joined us after week five, because I believe week five we started here on Podbean, and you didn't go over to the other site, then hey, here's your chance. We'll be sending those. I'm not going to send out announcements, so it's just going to be for those that are on Podbean and iTunes that have subscribed to the show. However, that doesn't mean you can't access it. You can go onto that site and do that, but I'm just not going to announce it. So if you subscribe to it, you'll get it automatically. Yeehaw! All right. Well, it's a good Sunday night. Actually, I'm going to be a little ahead of things today. It's actually Sunday morning, and so not late Sunday night. So you can actually listen to this in the morning or afternoon or evening, whenever you download it. So hope you have a great August. It's state fair time here. It's hot. It's humid. You know what? Hopefully, you know, school starts soon and, you know, everything will be good. And hopefully the crickets that were outside the window when I first recorded this have not got on the mic on this section. We'll see. All right. Have a good night. We'll talk to you later. And from the Iowa Blues Show.